USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's current lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says a taped recording of President Trump's conversation with his then-lawyer, Michael Cohen, was doctored before Cohen released it.
He's capable, I think, unfortunately, of doctoring tapes. Hasn't done that. Be hard to do it now, since we have an expert all over it.
The discussion involving then-candidate Trump in 2016 involves an alleged payment to cover up a former Playboy model's claim of an affair with Donald Trump. Giuliani telling Fox News Sunday he wants to hear the original recordings in full length. And he also says Cohen can't be trusted.
And the man is a pathological manipulator, liar.
Giuliani saying that nothing in the recording is incriminating against President Trump. The death toll from the car fire in Northern California now up to 6. At least 800 buildings have been destroyed. And this is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead. Dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your shortlist. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hey, Tony Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their buy one, get one free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, and enter promo code USA.
A man who might be infected with the Ebola virus is being treated in isolation in a Denver hospital. Dr. Connie Price says they expect test results in the case soon.
The patient in question had reported being in an area of the Congo on a medical missionary trip, but he was in a location where the Ebola outbreak had recently been officially declared over, with no cases reported for at least 45 days.
It looks like gas prices are dropping just a bit. The average price for a gallon of regular grade gas in the United States fell 3 cents over the past 2 weeks to $2.91. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg.
It's 59 cents over what it was a year ago. It will probably not continue dropping, except perhaps for a very small amount, because gasoline prices are following crude oil, which is in sort of an inertia band, not rising greatly up or down.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
Medical officials in Colorado say a patient being treated for what's been described as Ebola-like symptoms in Denver probably doesn't have that highly contagious and deadly disease. The chief medical officer at Denver Health, Dr. Connie Price, saying the hospital's initial lab tests for Ebola have turned up negative. However, the final determination is going to be made by state health officials, perhaps by later today. President Trump's agreement with European officials that alleviated the risk of an immediate trade war seems to have been a major factor on the price of oil this week. With how it translates to the price at the pump, here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
That agreement led to only a modest price increase of only 2 cents for a national average of $2.85 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us gasoline prices are still up when compared to last year.
Versus a year ago, the national average in the U.S. is still up by about 53 cents per gallon. Much of that has to do with the jump in the price of oil versus last year.
Hawaii has the highest price for gasoline at $3.80 a gallon. Mississippi, Alabama, and South Carolina have the lowest at $2.55 a gallon. I'm John Clemens.
And Tom Cruise in the movie Mission Impossible Fallout, number one at the box office over the weekend, the latest installment in that franchise, making $61.5 million in its first weekend in North American theaters. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.